As the federal government will provide help to people along the Gulf Coast after Katrina moved through, Bush reportedly considering using some of the oil in the nation's strategic reserve to make up for oil production shut down because of the storm. Bush went to Arizona and California today, trying to get skeptical seniors to sign up for Medicare's prescription drug benefit. That plan goes into effect January 1st, and Bush told an audience of seniors near Phoenix it's a good deal. However, surveys suggest half or more of eligible seniors do not plan to enroll. Critics have called the benefit expensive and confusing, with the recipients needing to choose among competing private plans. The accounting firm KPMG has agreed to pay $456 million and admit wrongdoing to settle a federal investigation into tax shelters it sold its clients. Federal prosecutors agreed not to prosecute the firm unless it violates the agreement with the government, which bars it from committing further wrongdoing. KPMG also agreed to submit an independent monitor, and the firm admitted it designed and marketed fraudulent tax shelters and tried to conceal them from the Internal Revenue Service. Officials in Cincinnati ordered homes evacuated within a half-mile radius of a railroad car leaking a hazardous chemical. Officials had first ordered the evacuation of about 30 homes after the leak yesterday. A police lieutenant says the evacuation was widened today because of shifting winds. Fire officials say the rail tanker filled with more than 20,000 gallons of styrene, a highly flammable liquid that produces hazardous fumes. Iraq's new draft constitution drawing a lot of opposition, Sunni negotiators refusing to endorse the plan. Thousands of Sunnis joining in opposing the constitution, protesting in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. 2,000 turned out for a demonstration today. Protest organizers say the goal of the charter is to divide Iraq along religious and ethnic lines. A Sunni member of the panel working on the Constitution said it would worsen everything in Iraq. This is Air America Radio.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN. Randy Rhodes.
They're recruiting at extreme sports events with, email lists. They're recruiting with your kids' high school information cards. They're recruiting at drag races, any place where people don't read the newspapers, or they're in debt, or they're poor. Okay, fine. Truth in advertising is all I'm asking. Army. We need bodies. Hey, want to join the army and spread Islamic extremism? Now, that's not going to be very popular, but at least it's honest.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
First of all, as you know, we have made strong exceptions. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium.
Yeah, that was the moron from the Oval Office. We'll have that full quote a little bit later on this evening. We have a couple from George Bush and three or four from Rumsfeld. Yeah, Rumsfeld is still alive, still holding press conferences. We decided we would bring a little bit of his insanity to you tonight. Not that you need any more. We have a guest coming up in about 25 minutes, Lieutenant Paul Lang, disabled vet running against Representative Republican, Representative Michael Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania's 8th District. He'll be our guest right after the break at the bottom of the hour. And also, kind of an in-house thing, but what the hell, congratulations to Sam and Nikki Cedar, our boy Sam Cedar, on the birth of their baby daughter after 40 hours of labor. Ah! Hope you guys got some sleep last night, because trust me on this, it's the last night you'll sleep soundly for years. Sam and Nikki Cedar, congratulations. All right. Quit!
I'm a woman in love, and love what it's.
All right, please, Kathy, stop. That's a catchy tune. It's too bad. The lyrics are just... Oh, no, stop. I'm serious. You want me to pull a Randy and walk out? Just stop. All right. 16 Democrats call on Bush to meet Cindy Sheehan. The usual gang of Democrats in the House, John Conyers, Maxine Waters, Kucinich, Barbara Lee, John Lewis, Bernie Sanders, and there's more. They wrote a letter. Dear Mr. President, we write to respectfully urge you to meet with Cindy Sheehan and other relatives of fallen soldiers who request a meeting to discuss their deep concerns about the war in Iraq. We also request that you help ensure that Ms. Sheehan and her colleagues are not arrested. As long as they continue to wait for a meeting with you at their location in the peaceable and legal manner that they have maintained thus far. Since the loss of her son, the letter goes on, Ms. Sheehan and other families have been committed to helping family members of other soldiers who have been lost in Iraq. Ms. Sheehan, in fact, founded Gold Star Families for Peace, a support organization for families of fallen soldiers. And for several days now, she has been waiting outside your ranch, hoping to meet with you about the loss of her son and the failure to discover weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Ms. Sheehan has indicated she's planning to continue her vigil for the entirety of your vacation, if necessary. And given the recent tragic loss of American lives in Iraq and the many deaths and injuries American troops have sustained since the beginning of the war, we hope that you can appreciate why the family members believe it's so important that they exercise their rights as citizens to petition their government. We believe it would send an unfortunate message to other relatives and soldiers If grieving parents were arrested while exercising their constitutional rights. Thank you very much for your assistance with this matter, Mr. President. We hope that you will be able to take time to meet with Ms. Sheehan and her colleagues and also ensure they are treated fairly while awaiting this important appointment. You can find this letter at rawstory.com if you want to read it yourself. Last night we mentioned Jack Dalton. Another vet in Portland, Oregon, is going to have a vigil Thursday at noon, Thursday. He emailed and said, some of us are organizing a vigil on Thursday in Portland to show support for Cindy Sheehan and what she's attempting to do. For those in Oregon, they may contact me at jack_dalton@comcast.net. jack_dalton@comcast.net. If they have any questions. As for me, come Thursday, I'm going to show up at Shrunk Plaza here in downtown Portland at noon. Whether anyone else there is not, I will be. Whether anyone else is there or not, I will be. Sorry. To me, it is critically important to publicly show support for Cindy and what she is doing and why. This woman, Cindy Sheehan, Jack writes, almost single-handedly has got the Bush machine not knowing what to do, how to do it, or how to handle her. No matter what he does, Bush, or allows to be done at this point, he's going to catch hell. Cindy is making sense to a broad segment of the country, even a Bush country. And threats to arrest her are only making it worse for the Bush camp. Arrest the mother of a soldier killed in Iraq just because she wants Bush to tell her why her son Casey was killed? Cindy has put one huge spotlight on Bush and his Iraq and policies like no one I have seen to date. She is one amazing lady. Be well, Jack Dalton, Portland, Oregon. Jack's a Vietnam vet, and you can reach him at jack_dalton. Write it down. Don't email me. I don't have time to respond. I just don't. jack_dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, @comcast.net, if you have any questions. If you don't have any questions, noon, Thursday, Shrunk Plaza, downtown Portland. One of our regular correspondents from Canada, Rosalind, writes, got this from a friend of mine, Mike. I think you get the picture. What you say about taking back your country is an idea shared by most of the world now. The theme of the youth meeting in Venezuela recently was called Against Imperialism and War. Gee, wonder who they could be speaking about. Here's what Rosalind sent me off the Internet. Perusing the web, it seems that anti-Americanism is bursting out at the seams right now. The Rolling Stones released their new album and called Bush a hypocrite and full of blank. They have a song on the album called Sweet Neocon. There's a link on Information Clearinghouse supporting Cindy Sheehan. There are lots of comments after the article. One Canadian from Vancouver said it's time the Yanks got off their butt and started kicking ass to get Bush out. He said if Bush were walking downtown Vancouver, people would chase the blank blanker. Woo! With a pitchfork and put holes in him. The hatred is spilling out now. They call Bush Chimpus Maximus, Der Schrubenführer, Adolf Dubya, Dumya. I tell you, Roz, things are heating up. I think the Yanks are finally getting the message. It's about time. That hypocrite, cowardly, blank blank should be impeached and sent to jail for a very long time for his lies and warmongering, along with that creepy Cheney and that other dimwit Rice.
I just have to repeat, my favorite nickname for Bush is the one I think the Mexicans called him the last time he visited Vicente Fox, which is Guacamoron.
Guacamoron's a good one. Jagger, Rolling Stones' new song, How Come You're So Wrong, My Sweet Neocon. Some of the lyrics that I can say on the air, I'll try it here. You call yourself a Christian, I call you a hypocrite. You call yourself a patriot, well, I think you're full of blank. How come you're so wrong, my sweet neocon? Jagger, in an interview with Newsweek, said, it is direct. Keith Richards said, It's not really metaphorical. I think he's a bit worried because he lives in the U.S., Jagger explained, but I don't. The fool Eric also mocks the National Security Advisor and now Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. Who wrote this that's calling Condoleezza Rice National Security Advisor? Jesus. Is this off the... what's his name? Who's the internet maven? What's his name?
Horowitz? The Horowitz report?
No.
Oh, Drudge.
Drudge, yeah, the jackass. He's referring to Condoleezza Rice as National Security Advisor? Oh, Jesus.
She might as well be.
Jagger said, I feel very much at home in America. I've spent half my adult life here. I have many personal feelings. But I'm from the school that considers it impolite to comment on other people's elections. Now, if I had the vote, I would have a lot to say.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
There's an epidemic coming. It will affect the entire world.
The threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
The conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silent.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen Wednesday.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Bernard.
Oh, God, please. I locked my truck and my granddaughter's inside.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. Can I unlock for you? Can you verify the PIN number?
276.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I'm sending a signal right now. I'm going to keep you on the line. How's your granddaughter doing?
Oh, she's sound asleep.
Good. You're a nervous wreck and she's sleeping quietly. Just go ahead and take a few moments and just breathe.
Okay.
Is it much better now?
Oh, I've never done anything like that before.
It happens.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
It should be up. Go ahead and check the door.
Oh, God, I think I heard something. Yes. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
This is not automatic citizenship. If somebody who is here working wants to be a citizen, they can get in line like those who have been here legally and have been working to become a citizenship in a legal manner.
Oh, Jesus. What are we doing? Just playing random dumbass quotes from this guy tonight? Just one after another here.
Oh, it just felt like that one. I haven't played that one yet, so I was just sort of, I don't know, testing it out.
Okay, thank you. According to, I think, the Associated Press, before the start of the U.S.-led war in Iraq in March 2003, the CIA reportedly recruited and trained a paramilitary group named the Scorpions to foment rebellion inside that country, authorized by Bush in March 2002. Are you listening, Truth Seeker? Authorized by Bush in March 2002. The Downing Street Minutes? Authorized by Bush in March 2002 as part of a policy of regime change in Iraq, the Scorpions were made up mostly of exiles recruited by the Kurds who were sent to Iraqi cities, including Baghdad, Fallujah, and Qom, to give the impression that a rebellion was underway. That's according to current and former U.S. intelligence officials talking with the Washington Post. Trained with millions of dollars to conduct sabotage, the covert unit was given former Soviet Hind helicopters. Most of its missions ended up sowing confusion within the cities, cutting electricity. After the war began, the CIA used the Scorpions to try to infiltrate the insurgency to act as translators to help out in interrogations. Oh, yeah. And from time to time to do, quote, the dirty work, end quote, one official said. In one case, members of the Scorpions, wearing masks and carrying clubs and pipes, beat an Iraqi general in the presence of CIA and U.S. military personnel, according to documents reviewed by the Washington Post. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, go into a country, destabilize it, after you have isolated it for 13 years and killed a million or a million and a half of its citizens, mostly old people and children, through denying them medicine, starving them, blowing up their water supply, poisoning their water systems, destroying their electrical grid, interrupting their communications. And once you've got them in that weakened position, of course, it doesn't do anything to the dictator of that country. The dictator cuts deals with American oil companies and German oil companies and British oil companies to, get a little vigorish off the top when the oil for food program goes through. But never mind about that. The Iraqis have to die because George Bush wants the country. Jesus. From James in Kenosha, I've been trying to get through the show for a couple of days, decided right before my head explodes in shards of tinfoil. Here's the outline, James writes. On July 16, Iraq Prime Minister Jafari and 10 of his cabinet ministers paid an official state visit to Iran. where they emerged to announce a new era of brotherhood between the two nations and unveiled a series of agreements regarding border security and economic development. Said Prime Minister Jafari to the press, the bond with Iran was, quote, an inseparable part of Iraq's foreign relations, end quote. In other words, James Wright, American soldiers are dying in order to protect a government which has forged a relationship joining two members of the so-called Axis of Evil. Americans should be outraged. The Bush administration should be freaking out, but I guess it's under control, James writes. The August 1st edition of the American Conservative claims that Dick Cheney's office has tasked the United States Strategic Command, STRATCOM, with drawing up a contingency plan to be employed in response to another 9/11-type terrorist attack in the United States. The plan includes a large-scale air assault on Iran employing both conventional and tactical nuclear weapons. And the response is not conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism against the United States. So, if a group of disgruntled Shriners decide to blow up the Empire State Building, the U.S. will automatically nuke Iran. And where is George W. Bush, James writes? On vacation in Crawford. So when will the Monkey King return to work? After Cheney's mushroom clouds have cleared and Tehran is vaporized? Mike, please shake me by the shoulders and tell me I'm losing perspective. This sends a chill down my spine. Sincerely, James, Kenosha, Wisconsin. James, buddy, pal, I feel the same chill. These people are insane. The puppet government is going its own way. Our soldiers are dying, as you point out, to support an alliance between two members of the so-called Axis of Evil, and this crazy son of a bitch who's the Vice President of the United States is going to nuke Iran! And you want me to shake you by your shoulders?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Coming to a DVD player near you, biodegradable CDs and DVDs. The Japanese company Pioneer has figured out how to make discs from cornstarch. According to a Japanese newspaper, Pioneer believes it will be able to get about 10 discs from a single ear of corn, and they may be cheaper to produce than the conventional ones. Now, if they'd only team up with another Japanese company that makes biodegradable covers, they'd really be making progress.
At Cliff Bar and Company, we're all about nourishing healthy people with great food, like Cliff and Luna bars, and now new Cliff Nectar, an entirely organic fruit and nut bar made from 5 or fewer ingredients. With 2 servings of fruit, you can eat well and feel good about it. Cliff Bar is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about how we're working to create better food and a more healthful environment. And look for Cliff Nectar in your local natural food stores.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription.
That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to mypc.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
On Tuesday's Morning Sedition, we've got all the day's news, some serious comedy, and Mark and Mark's interview with comedian Jim Gaffigan.
My wife, who I love very much, yeah. She might be listening. Special life. She has gotten very lazy recently, or as she describes it, pregnant. You know? There's your baby joke. Mark was like, well, do you want to do baby jokes? I'm like, can you make me look more bland?
Jim Gaffigan and much more on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Paul Lang is retired now. He was a lieutenant in the United States Coast Guard. And looking at his biography, Paul, by the way, is running for the 8th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. He'll be running against a man named Fitzgerald. This is for the Fitzpatrick, Michael Fitzpatrick. Paul Lang is a U.S. military veteran. He was commissioned in 1999, stationed in Kodiak Island, Alaska, aboard the Coast Guard cutter Storrs. And he served as a department head managing over 25 Coast Guard personnel. He had some adventures there. If you want to find out about what he did during his service with the United States Coast Guard, you can get the information from his website, I'm sure. Some of it is real white-knuckle stuff. You might want to take a look at it. He transferred then to Washington, D.C., and was assigned by the Coast Guard to its congressional hearings team. While a member of that team, his accident, service-related, that resulted in his being a disabled United States military veteran, his accident was highlighted during numerous Senate and House panel hearings to cite the poor funding and antiquated equipment of the military. And during his congressional work, Paul witnessed 9/11 firsthand. He saw the Pentagon burning from his office at Coast Guard headquarters. After that tragedy, Paul became a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security. He has been endorsed by the Teamsters Union in his home district, in the 8th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. And let's chat for a while. Paul, thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Mike, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure's all mine, sir. I was looking over your position paper. I believe it's a position paper where you stand on these issues. It looks pretty good to me. Everything that I see here regarding veterans, regarding foreign policy, what else have we got here? The economy and your plans to take us back to a Clintonian budget, Department of Homeland Security, Social Security, health care, everything looks to me like what a traditional blue-collar, working-class Democrat, which is how I was raised, would support. I have to ask you, this is not a litmus test question, but I have to ask you about your feelings of U.S. troops in Iraq and what you would do if you were elected to Congress to either bring them home or keep them there. What is your position on that?
I tell you, Mike, it's a tough situation. First, we went over there for two specific reasons, and that was weapons of mass destruction and links to terrorism, both of which have never been proven and both of which President Bush has yet to apologize for. In fact, he's joked about it at times. And so we need to recognize that. And the first policy that we need to initiate is we need to take care of our troops who come home. I'm a victim of the horrible VA system. It took me 13 months to get my VA rating, and that was only because I called Bob Brady, Representative Bob Brady out of Philadelphia, to ask for his help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step we need to take, is that we usher them in the door, but we don't take care of them when they exit. And I happen to be one of those who had to exit because of my injury. The second part is, Mike, you know, it's a disappointment that the far-right Republicans have failed to give any goals or a timeline. Every policy we have with the government, there are goals. And Bush gives this fantastic democracy goal. And I think we need to realize the limitations of that goal. It's literally a round peg in a square hole. It's not going to be the democracy that the far-right Republicans like Mike Fitzpatrick, my opponent, envisions. They need to realize the limitations. We need to let Iraq begin to walk after they've been crawling now for so long. And we need to set a timeline, and we need to set goals to get them out between 6 to 12 months. I think that's reasonable. We won that war, Mike, in four days. We took over that country in 4 days, and I think we deserve to tell our troops to improve their morale and to improve their safety, that we're going to bring them home safely. And in the future, we're not going to use them haphazardly.
Do you have a specific exit strategy then?
Well, Mike, I think what we need to do is we need to own up to the global community. We need to let them know that we went this alone, literally, and, you know, the Republicans will give their few examples of the countries that helped us, and we need to ask for their assistance. We need to have multilateral and multinational support, and that's going to be an aggressive policy where we enhance the police force in Iraq right now. We enhance their economy. We build up their education systems, and then we go to the global community, we ask for their help, and then we slowly withdraw between the 6 to 12 months. It's aggressive, I will say. However, it was aggressive how we went in, and we're America. We're the greatest country in the world, and we can do anything, and I am positive we can do this.
The sad part is we have so many problems here at home that need attention. They really do. But the overlying everything is these wars of opportunity, Bush's opportunity that he's taken this country into. And I'll tell you what concerns me, and it concerns me deeply, Paul, is and I say this with respect to your campaign, but what concerns me deeply is that what we have created, not you, not me, but what has been created in Iraq is a situation sort of like an open wound on your body that nobody is taking care of. And until that open wound is taken care of, nothing else is going to happen. You can't walk out and look for a job with a huge open wound in your chest. You can't raise your family with a huge open wound in your chest. And that's what Iraq is, as far as I'm concerned, on the body politic in this country. So the thing that concerns me about your position, and again, with due respect, I don't work in government, I have not worked in the military. With due respect to your position here and your campaign, what bothers me is that what I think I hear you saying is that we have another 6 to 12 months that is going to result in more dead American soldiers, more dead Iraqi civilians, more chaos. I understand the goal of trying to set up a democracy there, but you know, Iraq has been in existence in one form or another for 7,000 years. If they wanted democracy with all the models available, I would think they would have already instituted it. Now, we've overthrown their dictator. Shouldn't we just get out? Do you understand my concern?
No, Mike, I absolutely do. And like I said, I think it would be reasonable that we begin withdrawing at 6 months and finish at 12. I think that's an appropriate level of withdrawal that we should handle and we owe to the Iraqi people. And like I said, it is the form of democracy that President Bush envisions is not what's going to occur. And I agree with you. You know, there's thousands of years of history that I don't think anyone in the Republican administration ever saw or ever even tried to study.
Okay, let me move on because I don't want to hang up on this, Paul.
Sure.
Like I say, it's kind of unfair to keep coming back to that, but it is kind of overlay everything. What differentiates you most from Mike Fitzpatrick, other than the obvious Republican ideas of, well, we all know what they are, but what differentiates you the most in this campaign, do you think?
I'll tell you, Mike, my district is very moderate, and Mike Fitzpatrick, early on, 90 days into his first term, when he told the people of Bucks County that he was going to take the 2 years, learn as much as possible, he had Dick Cheney in the district, and they raised $250,000. And
mm-hmm.
immediately, that is, they developed a quid pro quo relationship. He hitched his wagon to their star, and he's voted with them continuously. The most recent example is CAFTA. It was highlighted
right.
in the Wall Street Journal that the Bush administration called Mike Fitzpatrick late in the evening after they delayed the vote, and they called in their chiefs and they said, "You owe us now, and we need your help." And he voted for CAFTA. And that's just another example of how Mike Fitzpatrick turned his back on our district, and it's going to hurt working families and middle-class individuals. And he's just furthering the Walmarting of America.
Mm-hmm. Do the people in your district know that he voted for CAFTA? Which I agree with you. I think it's a horrible thing for any representative, Democrat or Republican, to have done. Do your voters know what this man has done?
Well, that's a great point. You know, sometimes this does get lost in the media, but this district, the pendulum swing back towards the Democrats, and it was highlighted numerous times in the press. We were able to get a couple quotes in discussing our issues with him. We had a letter to the editor, and the people do know, and the people will see it, Mike, when these jobs start leaving, when fair labor standards are lost, when adequate health care goes overseas. It's just the environmental standards are going to be reduced, and, you know, I came from this area, and I left in 1995 during a fantastic era for us. We had Bill Clinton. He was a great president. When I came back, Mike, after serving my country and literally almost dying for my country in my accident, I saw the steel mills closed. I saw that we were no better off than we were 10 years ago, and the destructive policies of the Republicans came to the forefront of this community. And now I'm here to say that that's not the America I fought for.
Mm-hmm.
That's not democracy, and we're going to take a stand. And that's CAFTA is just another great example. And, you know, NAFTA was the precursor, and CAFTA is the after effect of that.
Well, you know, in reading your paper here, your position paper on veterans' affairs, on health, on jobs, on environmental issues, again, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, I see everything here that would tend to make me support a Democrat like you. Now, the next question is, how are you going to defend yourself against the attacks that are definitely going to come your way? Look what the Republican slime machine has done to other veterans. You know, guys that have gone off and served, some of them who come back as triple amputees. You know, our former senior senator from Georgia here, Max Cleland, is a classic example. What happened in the 2nd District in Ohio last week is another example. How are you going to protect yourself against this sliming of American veterans?
Well, I tell you, Mike, that's a great question, and it is. They have a history of attacking the most honorable of men and women. And if you see on my website at electlang.com, you'll see that I left. I had long ties to the Democratic Party. My parents were committee people for over 30 years in the Democratic Party. I worked on numerous campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I had that grassroots experience to understand the importance of controlling the message. And with the congressional liaison experience, I understood the part of the negotiations in the back room are controlled by the Republicans because they're in power. However, what they need to see is that their attacks will not stand to veterans who almost died. We will control the message, Mike. You know, that they were able to tie Max Cleland to Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, and that's just awful. Now, we need to be on the offensive all the time. We need to fight
that.
Back.
I hear that.
And we need Democrats who are going to stick their chin out and take a punch and keep coming, because that's what America needs.
Hey, Paul, can you hold on?
Absolutely, Mike.
All right, we got to take a break here. I'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more. Just hang with me right there. This is Air America.
Are you strong enough to be my man? Are you strong enough?
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa! Talk about expensive! Good news! There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Hey, handsome. Join me for breakfast.
I haven't missed one in 49 years.
Nothing should stop you from enjoying a day like this. Not even the fact that you're being treated for cancer.
Honey!
Just have to prune this one tree.
Now, there's a breakthrough in radiation treatment that can practically take side effects out of the picture. It's called TomoTherapy, and it's the newest and most advanced treatment there is.
Ready, Nancy?
Okay, Doc. Let's zap this tumor.
With unprecedented precision, TomoTherapy targets the cancer site with thousands of radiation beams from a full 360 degrees, delivering higher and potentially more curative doses of radiation to the tumor. We're Advanced Radiation Oncology Services in Nyack, New York, the only cancer facility in the Northeast offering TomoTherapy. Call 877-370-9700 or visit advancedros.com.
See you all tomorrow. Swim class can't start without the teacher.
Call 877-370-9700. Advanced ROS, an extension of your life.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 before the hour. We're talking with Paul Lang. He's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District seat in Pennsylvania. You can get all the information you want about Paul. Go to his website, electlang, L-A-N-G, electlang.com. Paul, we only have a couple of minutes left. I want people to read at their leisure your position on these various issues, so I don't want to get into those too deeply, but I want to ask you this. What can people do to help you, other than the obvious? I guess boots on the ground is one thing, people knocking on doors, but also I'm sure you need contributions, don't you?
Absolutely, Mike. You know, this is a grassroots campaign, and the Republicans aren't going to beat us with the perspiration and the sweat equity we're building up. But I don't have a law firm. I don't have big business. I don't have special interests backing me in this. And right now it's a race, and we're behind on fundraising, but that, you know, if you told the 1980 Olympic hockey team that they were going to win, they wouldn't believe you.
Right, right.
But the same thing, you know, Mike, we've got the passion, and the making a donation would be fantastic, and I would be humbled by anyone who would be able to support. I understand funds are tight for us working class folks, but any help would be greatly appreciated.
You sound like just a real decent guy, Paul. You really do. And again, in reading over the stuff that was sent here to our studio, your experience looks good. Your service in the military looks good. Your education looks good. Jesus, if I lived in that district, I would be out knocking on doors for you. I really, and there's a sound to your voice that I like. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what the hell I'm hearing here, but maybe it's just that kind of Midwestern Pennsylvania or a thing, but you sound like a decent guy. I certainly hope you can handle going up against this Republican machine in Pennsylvania. I'm amazed that Pennsylvania has so many Republicans in office. It's not right. That's a Democratic state. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I agree, Mike. It is a Democratic state. We are definitely blue. You know, I tell you, Mike, it's funny. People always ask me, you know, you're running for Congress, campaign must be hard. and you just have these Republicans who are going to attack you left and right. And I'll tell you something, Mike. When I had my accident that people can read about on electlang.com, they'll see that I literally came within seconds of dying for my country. So,
yeah, you did.
And the result was, of that was, you know, the doctors were telling me that I was going to be paralyzed. And the hardest thing that I had to do, Mike, was not run for Congress, but to call my mom and tell her, you know, Mom, I might not walk again. Mm-hmm. So to put things in perspective, I have a second chance at life, and I'm going to continue to serve. And the Republicans aren't going to stop me, and the American people deserve someone who's going to represent the middle class and working families.
There's so much that has to be done to repair a standard of living, I guess is the way to put it, educational, health care, accessibility for the middle class. But I there's another issue here, and of course it's one of the first ones that you address, and that is Veterans Affairs. You know, it's a hell of a note when people are committed to combat, whether we agree with that issue or not. The soldier never makes a decision. That's made by civilians. And when these guys come back, and now these gals, if they're not treated with respect, and that's more than tipping a hat and saying, "Hey, soldier, welcome home," it means taking care of them. I mean, we're dropping the ball. I hope you're going to address that. I hope you're going to address that strong. Okay?
Absolutely, Mike.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much. I hope we get you on again. Okay?
Thank you, my friend. I greatly appreciate it, and I would love to come back.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Okay,
electlang.com is his website. Check him out. Check him out, okay? electlang.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Because George Bush handed generous tax cuts to the rich and charged the cost of his misadventure in Iraq to our national credit card, our fiscal house is in a damn mess. The Republicans are about to add injury to injury. To partially address this mess, Republicans are looking to cut $10 billion in funding for Medicare, which provides health care to low-income Americans. And they want to cut $7 billion from the federal student loan program. This is how they have to pay for the tax cuts they handed out to wealthy Americans. Oh, they say these programs can get by with such cuts, but it's funny. They never say the wealthy can get by with the same level of taxation under which they became wealthy. Their bottom line is undeniable. We can afford war and tax cuts for millionaires as long as students and low-income Americans pay. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent one out of three heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot.
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Katrina's still moving. The winds of Hurricane Katrina came ashore at 145 miles per hour, but then quickly weakened. But the storm's not going away. Forecasters say the storm will keep dumping water and spreading strong winds as it moves further inland. New Orleans now dealing with flooding and wind damage. Mississippi rescue crews were still picking stranded people off rooftops. Some Alabama coastal towns that would be packed normally leading up to Labor Day, resembling ghost towns today. Emergency personnel say they are ready to go to work. The Defense Department has communications equipment, medical teams. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has water and ice to deliver to victims of the hurricane. The EPA has sent emergency crews to Louisiana and Texas in case of oil and chemical spills. However, federal, state, and local agencies say recovery could be a slow process. One analyst says drivers may feel Hurricane Katrina's impact at the pump pretty quickly. He's predicting gas prices will jump after the storm. Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service predicting the nationwide average of regular unleaded gas will jump 15 cents by week's end, more than $2.75 a gallon. The federal government says 92% of the Gulf Coast oil output was shut down because of Katrina, with more than 3 million barrels of production lost since Friday. The Bush administration considering dipping into the nation's emergency oil stockpile to help companies that need it. Several refiners, though, say damage at their plants appears to be minimal. Major airlines being knocked for a loop by the 1-2 punch of the hurricane and the rising oil prices. Several airports were closed, scores of flights canceled throughout the Gulf Coast region. In addition, the storm causing the surge in oil prices, which is airlines have been battling for months and months. United Airlines, currently in bankruptcy, has canceled 63 flights. The nation's biggest carrier, American Airlines, canceled 36 flights. Houston-based Continental canceled over 100. Air Force leaders limiting prayer at official functions. This is a broad move that comes after questions about the use of religion at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Guidelines issued today, the Air Force says prayers at any official event should be short and contain no reference to a specific religion. The document says such prayers should only be used to promote a sense of solemnity and should not promote any specific beliefs. Officials wrote the document after allegations of growing intolerance at the Air Force Academy. Some students and staff accused Academy leaders of using their positions to promote Christian beliefs. Some critics of Air Force policy skeptical of today's move, saying the guidelines sound good, but they say they may not actually change much in reality. This is Air America Radio News.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
The right wing holds Republicans to a very tight line on acceptable political behavior. If you don't toe the line on every right wing issue, it doesn't matter that you're a good Republican otherwise. The left does not do this to Democrats. And that's part of how the conservative movement has taken over the Republican Party. Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio. Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
First of all, as you know, we have made strong steps. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium.
We'll have more from the moron a little bit later in the program. I want to share something with you real quick. It's 7 past the hour. Kim in Vallejo, California just sent me an email. Or did she? Yeah, she just sent it. I think she just sent it. Oh, it doesn't matter. Here's what Kim wrote. Dear Mike, I was looking through the web trying to find a photo of Cindy Sheehan at her protest in Texas, as I have only heard radio reports, and to be honest, I had given up on network or cable news, so the radio is my news source. I came across a photo of Cindy at the protest. It is a photo of her, and she has a woman supporter next to her in a peace sign T-shirt, and in Sheehan's face is a sheriff blocking her, and at first glance, it looks like she's staring him down. But as I blew up the picture, I realized that she is looking right past him, with not a touch of anger in her face, only hurt and sadness. It is a most touching photo, and as I looked at this photo, I began to sob at my computer because I understood in her face that she's not angry, she's devastated. She has the same look of confusion that I have seen on Iraqi mothers who have lost their children. The look she carries in her eyes is universal to the pain of a mother. And as far as George Bush is concerned, he has hit a new low. Every time I think he and his sick friends can go no lower, they do. I have never been so ashamed of my government and so sad for us all. May Cindy get whatever she needs to find peace in her heart. My heart aches for her, and I hold her in my thoughts. Sincerely, Kim in Vallejo, California. Cindy joins us now from Camp Cindy, I guess that's what we're calling it, right? Camp Casey, I'm sorry. Hi, Cindy.
Casey, yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You've had a pretty intense day, I'm sure.
Every day has been intense since I started this. this action, this action for peace. And I wanted to call you last night. I've just been so overwhelmed with doing interviews like back to back to back to back. And I think it's just great that what we're doing, it's not going to affect George or his policies because, you know, he can't be effective. But what it's doing is it's putting the war back on the front page. It's putting the war back in the news where it should be every day. It shouldn't take a grieving mom to go out and sit in front of George Bush's ranch to put the war on the front page. It should be there every day.
How are you? I've got to ask. How are you holding up as far as sleep is concerned? It seems like you're all over the place doing interview after interview, and this has got to be incredibly stressful, Cindy. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm doing great because it's stressful, but it's also exhilarating. And you know, the weather here is really crappy. It's either like pouring down rain or it's really hot. But our spirits are so good because we know what we're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've done quite a few things to try and intimidate us to leave, but they don't understand who they're dealing with here. You know, we're not going to leave. We're not going to give up no matter what they do to us.
You're aware, of course, that 16 or 18 members of the House, led by John Conyers, has sent a letter to Bush requesting that he meet with you and not interfere with your exercise of rights as American citizen. You're aware of that, right?
That's awesome. I talked to Congressman Conyers earlier, and he told me he was going to do that, but I didn't know there were other Congress people that signed on to it, too. Yeah, that's really amazing. I just can't believe everything that's happening and everybody who wants to help from all over America, all over the world. You know, there's famous rich people that want to help, but there's just basic, just Americans. They're coming from all over to be with us. They're finally saying, you know, thank God we have a voice. 62% of this country are against the war, and they're against the president's handling of it, and they want our troops to come home. And now these 62% of people are finally able to say, to stand up and be counted and say, bring our troops home.
What about other people joining you? How is that developing, Cindy? I know people have jobs. I know that most of the people who have lost sons or daughters are working class or even lower working class. And people have to, you know, they have to stay on their $10-$12 an hour jobs in the Bush economy in order. But what about people joining you?
Well, we have three Gold Star family members come to join me today. Celeste and Dante Zapala from Philadelphia and Bill Mitchell from California. And we have more coming. And what is just really amazing is that there's some people behind the scenes who are raising money to get these people out here so they can be with me and stand with me and support what we're doing out here. And the outpouring of support is amazing. And I know not everybody can take a whole month off like George Bush can or like I can, but if they can just come out for a couple days or over the weekend or whatever, they need to stand up and be counted, and this is the best way to do it. If I can come and stay out here for a month, you know, maybe some people can come and just spend a couple days or just actually calling and emailing with the support, because we have the support of millions of people around the world, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, another way people are supporting you, I don't know if you're aware of this, but tomorrow, Wednesday, Bush is going to be at the Caterpillar plant in Aurora, Illinois, and one of your Gold Star Families for Peace people, I think, Sabrina Worsham.
Right. She was my son's first girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She was Casey's first girlfriend when they were in high school, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, she and some Gold Star Families for Peace people in Code Pink and other peace groups are going to protest. I think either she's organizing. I'm not real clear on this.
I'll tell you who's organizing it, because I know what it is. It's True Majority, and what they're going to do is, I'm going to be the one that stays here at the ranch demanding Bush speak with me. And then whenever he leaves the ranch, true majority is going to organize one of these actions everywhere he goes. And
Excellent.
People are going to say, speak with Cindy, let our voices be heard.
Excellent. That is
excellent. He's not going to even get a chance to rest on his vacation. Well, you know he will, but because he doesn't really care. But hopefully we're putting a little bit of pressure on him.
Mm-hmm. I think you're putting the kind of pressure on this man that even Bush is going to feel. I have no doubt in my own heart that he's amoral and doesn't really care about people. But this is the kind of pressure that I swear to God, only a mom could do this. I don't think any head of state could do this. I don't think any member of Congress could do this. A governor, but a mother who has made the ultimate contribution to his war can do this. What kind of resistance, Cindy, are you getting from people who are not in support of what you're doing? I've seen some really nasty stuff out on the internet, and I'm sure you've seen it.
I've heard about it. Yeah.
You're not letting that filter through to you, I hope.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, these people, they attack the truth with lies and name calling, and it's just, you know, it's just despicable. They're frightened, and that's why they're doing it. I heard today that Bill O'Reilly was telling everybody that I've been paid off, or I've been bought off by the American Anti-Discrimination League or something like that, and that's why I'm, you know, protesting against the war, because the Arab Anti-Discrimination League has paid me off or something like that, you know. So now there's people blogging all over the country, and, you know, they're believing this. Bill O'Reilly said it, so they believe it. And, you know, it's really despicable that, you know what, I know it's the truth and I know what I'm doing is right, because it's snowballing into something that's just become very huge, and I think it's going to be very historic.
One last question, because I know you're exhilarated, but I hear some fatigue in your voice. One last question. What's going to happen, to the best of your knowledge, on Thursday, Cindy?
Well, we were told by a Texas state legislator that we were going to become a threat to the president, and we were going to be asked to leave, and if we didn't leave, we were going to be arrested. And now the town sheriff has said that he hasn't heard anything about it, and we're not going to be arrested. But I think the plans changed, because we got the word out to everybody in America and in the world that they were going to impede our freedom of speech and our freedom to peacefully assemble. And, you know, there's still a rumor going around, but that's the only way that I'm going to leave if the president doesn't meet with me before the end of the month. They're going to have to haul me off physically.
Well, Cindy, as you know, you have my deepest respect. I'm just awestruck by what you're doing, and not just what you're doing, but the response.
Me too.
You've really struck a chord with inside people.
We talked on Friday about it, and I had no idea. Yeah. I knew it was starting to get big, but I had no idea that it was going to turn out to be something that's so amazing like this. And I really thank you and Air America for being behind us all the way on this. We really appreciate it. We're very honored by that.
Well, the honors are. Thanks for taking time to talk with us tonight, Cindy. Please keep in touch on whatever schedule works for you, okay? Whenever you can check in. I know we're on late, and I know you need sleep. So stay in touch, Cindy. Godspeed, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
This place is so dark. I do not feel the romance. I do not catch a spark. Why go to my side? Prince of darkness any longer.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It will affect the entire world.
The threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
The pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen tomorrow.
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
All America is saddened when one of our soldiers loses life. On the other hand, I think most Americans understand the cause is important and the cause is just.
Well, if the majority of Americans felt that way, moron, it's because of the lies that you and your thugs told all of us. And nobody feels that way anymore, jackass. Nobody feels that way anymore. Oh, I know. A few hardcore red state, quote, Christians, close quote, still lust after the death and destruction. But normal people don't feel that way anymore. Mr. Bush. What we were chatting about a second ago, Cindy, I mentioned it, and Cindy clarified it a bit. If you live in Aurora, Illinois, or anywhere in that area, Bush will be at the Caterpillar plant there, and there's a demonstration being planned. If you want to participate in that, check it out. It's at the Caterpillar plant in Aurora, Illinois, between 8 and 11 tomorrow. You can get information about this. Oh, damn, I don't have a website, but you'll figure out what to do because you're smart. Okay? But that's tomorrow at the Caterpillar plant in Aurora, Illinois. And also, Kathy in Seattle said something simple we can all do is turn on our headlights to show our support for Cindy. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Why not turn on headlights as support for what she's doing? And somebody else sent me an email and said they wonder if anyone has approached Cindy Sheehan for film rights to this story. And right away, I'm sure a lot of folks will go, oh, Jesus, not that. Oh, yes, absolutely that. Absolutely. What a story. I mean, this aside from the rightness of what this woman is doing, aside from the dedication, aside from the emotion, aside from what's driving this entire Cindy Sheehan story, is a bigger story that would appeal to every single person to go see it. I hope to God somebody approaches her and talks to her about film rights. I hope they do. This is a short segment because we went over and on the last one. So when we come back, we've got two sound bites from the moron in Prairie Chapel, and then three or four from Rumsfeld at this Department of Defense briefing today that I want you to hear. It's not good. It's not good. Have you been to electlang.com yet? Come on, come on. It's how long is it? Half an hour ago. He was on the program. Paul Lang, what is it, the 8th district in Pennsylvania, Catholic? So come on, show Paul Lang some love. Go to his website, find out about this guy. And I just yeah, when you get to his website. Yeah, somebody emailed me and said, oh, he's cute. Yeah, okay. Okay, so he's cute. Take a look at the photograph of him and his kid. And maybe work to get this guy elected? Huh? What do you think? What do you think?
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Mirosu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Mirosu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Mirosu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Mirosu, life is good under the sun.
Mirosu Vineyards, Hillsborough, California.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, turd blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. in an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. It takes a lot of energy to surprise your mom. You secretly emailed all of her friends, called to order her favorite cake, strung party lights in the backyard, caught her reaction on video, and emailed all the great pictures to everyone the very next day. At Con Edison, we want to make sure you can throw a party your mom will never forget, because she deserves it and so do you. Every year, with everything that's become part of our daily lives, we use more energy than we did the year before. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service so you can enjoy your day every day.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison, on it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find some great tips on using energy wisely every day.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Rachel Maddow, and I have usurped the throne from Al Franken and Catherine Lamper. So what are we doing on Tuesday's Rachel Maddow's Al Franken show? Well, Gary Hart will join me so we can find out which of the two of us thinks that Democrats have done a worse job when it comes to taking a stand on Iraq. It's going to be a close call. Plus, you love to hate him, Tucker Carlson. Only this time, he's coming to me on Tuesday's Rachel Maddow's Al Franken show.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. I know. I've got to get the phone calls here. Let's do this Bush nonsense. He interrupted his busy fishing and golfing schedule long enough to announce that the Federal Reserve was about to screw whatever meager economic growth was occurring by raising the interest rate 0.75 today. Now, you know why they're doing that, right? That's to calm down the housing market. Too many people are making too much money, and the right wing doesn't like that. This is the 10th interest rate hike. Remember when Bush took office, they kept lowering it and lowering it, low, till it, what was it, down to 1%, 0.5% or something, and now it's going back up. Jesus. So anyway, after that announcement, he took reporters' questions. One reporter wanted to know when he plans to attack Iran. Okay, so the reporter put it a bit more subtly. This is what the reporter said. Mr. President, on Iran, Iran is thumbing its nose at the United States and Europe by resuming their uranium conversion activities. So if Iran doesn't blink, what is the, well, does the United States want to see immediate referral to the Security Council for punitive sanctions? And if so, what should those sanctions look like?
First of all, as you know, we have made strong exceptions. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium to develop a weapon.
Yeah.
In other words, the Iranians said they were in compliance with certain international rules, and yet we found out they weren't in compliance with those rules. And so we're very deeply suspicious of their desires. And called upon our friends in Europe, what's called the EU3, Germany, France, and Great Britain, to lead the diplomatic effort to convince the Iranians to give up their nuclear ambitions.
Jesus Christ. Still answering the reporter's question about the consequences of a nuclear-capable Iran, the President of the United States continues.
In terms of consequences if the Iranians continue to balk, we'll work with the EU3. In other words, they're the lead negotiators on behalf of the free world. And we will work with them in terms of what consequences there may be. And certainly the United Nations is a potential consequence.
The United Nations is a potential consequence. What the hell does that mean? You're going to send them on a tour of the UN? You're going to get Bolton to chase them around the building throwing staplers at them? What does this mean? The United Nations is a potential... Oh, my God, please. Okay, now for a little rum speak. I've missed this psychopathic mass killer, haven't you? They kept him out of the public eye for a while now. Huh? With all his alcoholism and drug usage, they've had to keep him out of the public eye. So it's good to have him back out there spouting his elegant-sounding, totally useless and uninformative Orwellian gobbledygook once again. Ah, didn't you miss this old bastard, huh? Mr. Killer himself? The first reporter steps right up. Mr. Secretary, can I ask about these sophisticated IEDs? There are reports that some of these sophisticated weapons, including shape charges, are entering Iraq from Iran. Is this true? Are they coming in abundance? Is it part of the Iranian government, do you think, or terrorist organizations in Iran.
It is true that weapons, clearly, unambiguously from Iran, have been found in Iraq. I'm not going to comment on the other aspects of your question.
My name, sir.
Oh, no, goodness, how can you know? You only know what you know. That's a big border, and it's notably unhelpful for the Iranians to be allowing weapons of those types to cross the border.
Ah, okay. I'm not going to comment on the other aspects of your question, you dumb little bastard. How did you get in here? For a moment there, I thought you were asking me a sympathetic question, sort of like the ball boy used to, but you're not doing it. So, no more. That's it. Get this guy out of here, will you? Get him out of here. Send him to Guantanamo. You only know what you know. What you don't know, you can't know, because if you knew it, then it would be something you knew, not something you don't know. And if you don't know what you don't know, how can you know what you know? You understand what I'm saying there, huh? Here's a peach of a rummy response. Here's the question. Mr. Secretary, on our force levels in Iraq, Mr. Secretary, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a steady drumbeat of stories implying a new exit strategy and reduction of our force levels. Depending on who you believe, up to 80,000 troops by next year, or 30,000, or 7, or maybe 23. Is there an exit strategy in the works that could go up to 30,000, or is it 16, as I think NBC had last night?
Nothing has changed. Oh. It's condition-based. The president said that from the beginning. I've said it from the beginning. General Myers has said it from the beginning. General Casey and General Abizaid have said it. Sometimes they say it first, and sometimes they say it second. When they say it second, then the glass is half empty. When they say it first, the glass is half full, and the reporters have a lot of fun with it and try to find daylight between Casey and Abizaid, or Abizaid and General Myers, or General Myers and somebody else. There's nothing changed.
So there you go. Nothing has changed on reduction of troop levels that I won't discuss. Are you clear on this? Do you understand what this is? If you find any sense in that last statement, let me know. Send me an email. General Casey and General Abizaid have said it. Sometimes they say it first, sometimes they say it second. When they say it second, then the glass is half empty. When they say it first, then I'm a half-moon moron. And the reporters have a lot of fun with it and try to find daylight between Casey and Abizaid, or Abizaid and General Myers, or General Myers and somebody else. And I say, stick it all where the sunshine, daylight don't shine. Nothing's changed. Up is down is out. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you do think you don't know. Because if you know something, you Abizaid, then your Myers and your Casey doesn't coalesce with your green eggs and ham. I do not like green eggs and ham. I don't like them at all. I do not like them in a jam. I don't like green eggs and ham. Big M, little M, what begins with M? Mice in the midnight, M. I do not like them in a car. I do not like them in a jar. I do not like green eggs and ham. Next question.
Mr. Secretary, a story in USA Today yesterday had an operations officer from the Marine Corps saying that he'd asked for 1,000 more troops, sir. Did those Marines ask for 1,000 more troops? And can you explain to people who see the security situation is still serious in Iraq, who know that the Iraqi forces aren't ready to take over, why aren't more troops needed, or are they? Or should I not ask this question? Oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
There's 137,500 U.S. forces and a good slug of coalition forces.
Oh.
And how they are parceled out and allocated within the country of Iraq is a matter for General Casey and General J.R. Vines to determine.
Oh.
They do it every day.
Uh-huh.
And at any given moment, they're moving people from one place to another. That's their job.
Oh.
So the idea that someone in Washington or that because somebody wishes they had more at a certain moment suggests that the total number is wrong, I think is a non sequitur.
Your Honor, I don't know what the hell you just said. I'd like to can I ask the question again? Let me try one more time, sir. I'll try to make it simple. A story in USA Today said the Marines want some more troops, and And because the security situation in Iraq is just kind of spiraling into hell, Your Honor, why are more troops needed?
There's 137,500 U.S. forces and a good slug of coalition forces, and how they are parceled out and allocated within the country of Iraq is a matter for General Casey and General J.R. Vines to determine. They do it every day.
You just said.
And at any given moment, they're moving people from one place to another. That's their job.
You just said.
The idea that someone in Washington or that because somebody wishes they had more at a certain moment suggests that the total number is wrong, I think is a non sequitur.
Your Honor, how did you do that? You said exactly the same thing that time that you said the other time. All right, Your Honor, never mind. Can I be excused? I have to go to the bathroom, too.
Don't you have to giggle? Sort of a macabre, murderous, blood-soaked giggle when Rummy lectures reporters about non sequiturs. Remember when he got all poetic and gushy about the possible necessity of bombing the moon should the moon ever attack us? Huh? Well, if he's an expert at anything, it would be non sequiturs. I really like Rumsfeld when I'm doing acid. Oh, my God! His face gets long, and his eyes bug out. And I see mushroom clouds, and bombs, and arms, and eyes.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
As a small business owner, you know there's hardly anything small about what you do. You think big, you dream big. But here's the way to tackle one of your biggest concerns, finding access to affordable health insurance. Your answer is the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-778-3921. 800-778-3921.
The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-778-3921. 800-778-3921. That's 800-778-3921.
Okay, buddy, race you to the rocks.
You're on, Steve. Hey, wait!
Nothing should stop you from enjoying a day like this. Not even the fact that you're being treated for cancer.
Hey, it's Steve. Just wanted to say we like your proposal. You've got a deal.
Now, there's a breakthrough in radiation treatment that can practically take side effects out of the picture. It's called TomoTherapy, and it's the newest and most advanced treatment there is.
Ready, Steve?
Yeah, Doc. Let's make this tumor history.
With unprecedented precision, TomoTherapy targets the cancer site with thousands of radiation beams from a full 360 degrees, delivering higher and potentially more curative doses of radiation to the tumor. We're Advanced Radiation Oncology Services in Nyack, New York, the only cancer facility in the Northeast offering TomoTherapy. Call 877-370-9700 or visit advancedros.com.
See you tomorrow, guys. Can't keep my wife and girls waiting. It's my famous chili night.
Call 877-370-9700. Advanced ROS, an extension of your life.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Sometimes they say it first, and sometimes they say it second. When they say it second, then the glass is half empty. When they say it first, the glass is half full, and the reporters try to find daylight between Casey and Abizaid, or Abizaid and General Myers, or General Myers and somebody else. There's nothing changed.
You're just going to stand there and keep saying it, aren't you?
Last one from Rummy tonight. Reporter says,
"Sir, Your Honor, can you shed any light on the story in the New York Times today that in the year 2000 there was a U.S. military team known as Able Danger that identified four of the 9/11 hijackers a year before it happened, went to the Special Operations Command, and asked that this information be shared with the FBI, and that didn't happen. Mr. Secretary, can you clarify any details about that story?"
"I can't. I have no idea. I've never heard of it until this morning, and I understand that our folks are trying to look into it and see what they can find out for you."
"Oh, thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, sir." Today's New York Times reported that U.S. military intelligence knew the identity of the primary 9/11 bombers at least a year before the attack on the trade towers in the Pentagon. The article, and you can click, go to airamericaradio.com, and over on the left side of the main page, Mike Malloy Show, this little blog I wrote there where it says the article, just click and it'll be right there. The article goes on to state that this information that was gathered during the Clinton presidency was rejected when offered to both the U.S. FBI and a key Republican member of Congress. That would be Kurt Weldon of Pennsylvania. Now, if it's true, this provides one more example of the willful ignorance of the incoming Bush administration several months later, or was it willful ignorance? All of this information was turned over to the Bush crime family before Clinton and Gore left. Was it willful ignorance? The fact that the Bush crime family had ample evidence of a planned attack on the United States is by now common knowledge. The infamous August 6, 2001 memo titled "Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside United States." It was presented to and rejected by Bush as another such example. And then there was further clandestine foreign government and media reports indicating Bin Laden since 1997 wanted to conduct attacks in the U.S. Bin Laden implied in U.S. television interviews in 1997 and 1998 that his followers would follow the example of World Trade Center bomber Ramzi Youssef, who is in prison, and bring the fighting to America. And yet the Bush crime family did nothing, nothing, nothing. When you consider the voluminous information handed off to the Bush thugs by the Clinton administration after their successful judicial and electoral coup against U.S. representative government, when you consider the disparate pieces of information now available to anyone willing to see them, when you consider the various commission reports, both official and those conducted by individual investigators, when you consider all of this, Truth Seeker, it is clear that the Bush crime family was complicit in the attacks on this country. And the subsequent action of war against two countries not even connected to those attacks. Is this not reason to remove George Bush legally and peacefully from office? And if not, what in the hell is? Does he have to be groping an intern? Would that get his ass removed? It's just incredible. Just unbelievable. What this criminal regime has perpetrated against this country. 1,800 Cindy Sheehans tonight, whose sons and daughters have been butchered by this bastard for nothing! And way back on May 17th, 2002, CBS News had the same story that the New York Times had today. May 17th, 2002, the lead sentence. 2 years before the September 11 attacks, an analysis prepared for U.S. intelligence warned that Osama bin Laden's terrorists could hijack an airliner and fly it into government buildings like the Pentagon. The Bush administration has asserted that no one in government had envisioned a suicide hijacking before it happened. And who reported on this? 3 years ago, Bob Schieffer, CBS senior White House correspondent Bob Schieffer. He reports that two other officials were less forthcoming. The usually talkative Attorney General John Ashcroft just stared when reporters asked him about the terror warnings. FBI Chief Robert Mueller also refused to comment. This is at CBSNews.com from 3 years ago. 3 years ago. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said the administration was aware of the 1999 report prepared by the Library of Congress for the National Intelligence Council. But he said the document did not contain direct intelligence pointing toward a specific plot. That is a lie. 3 years later, we find out. What are we going to find out 3 years hence? Go to today's New York Times and read the article. We'll be back right after the break. Your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Katrina is now a tropical storm, but she tore into the Gulf Coast as a powerful and deadly hurricane. Katrina left people stranded on rooftops as it rocked New Orleans with 140-mile-per-hour winds and inundated Mississippi resort areas with a devastating wall of seawater. Officials have confirmed at least five people have been killed in the Gulf Coast region from the storm. In addition, an oil drilling platform broke free of its mooring in Mobile Bay, Alabama. More than a million people are without power from Louisiana to Florida. A woman who escaped New Orleans made it to a relative's house in East Point, but found out that not everyone in her family survived the storm.
Today, I found out I lost my sister. She went toward Texas to get away from the bad weather, and she had a heart attack.
Barbara Williams was also in Hurricane Betsy in 1965. She said her husband's grandfather died of pneumonia brought on by that storm. A geologist says the environment may need decades to recover from Hurricane Katrina. Indiana State University geologist and oceanographer Anthony Rathburn says coastal areas have a hard time recovering from hurricane damage.
Coastal areas can be devastated, and those can take anywhere from months to years, or even decades in some cases, to recover.
And he says another environmental concern is the possibility of oil pipeline ruptures caused by hurricane activity. President Bush has approved major disaster declarations for Louisiana and Mississippi. That clears the way for federal money to help respond to the hurricane. The president stopped by a senior center in Rancho Cucamonga in Southern California Monday to sell the government's new Medicare plan to senior citizens. Steve Gonzalez was there.
The president talked about Hurricane Katrina. He talked about illegal aliens, but his main point was to push the government's new Medicare program and some big changes.
The big change is going to come when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors with no drug coverage or average drug expenses will see your drug costs cut in half. And for the first time ever, we got catastrophic coverage as a part of Medicare. You know, once you're out of your pocket a certain amount of money, the government kicks in for a lot of the remainder.
If you choose not to participate in this new plan, you don't have to. In Rancho Cucamonga, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
It seems that New Orleans resident Gary Bell left just in the nick of time. He says not only did he get out before Hurricane Katrina hit the city, he got out before his wife gave birth.
We decided to try to find a way out through an airline. The only flight that we could find was Southwest to Indianapolis, and pretty much had a baby once we landed.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything?
You can end the despair you feel right now.
Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Jerry Springer.
Springer, this is a wake-up call. On the radio. A wake-up call to America. Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
Katrina leaves devastation in her wake. I'll show you how you can help out.
The voice of reason. Jerry Springer. On the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. If you want some information about the Aurora, Illinois Caterpillar plant anti-Bush action scheduled for tomorrow in support of Cindy Sheehan, a good site is chicago.indymedia.org. Indymedia.org. All the information is there, okay? If you live in that area, we have an Aurora bureau chief, don't we, Marianne? Maybe she'll be able to make it out there. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, Brian Kennedy is going to join us. He's the Democratic challenger to Jim Sensenbrenner in Wisconsin's 5th District. There's no reason why Brian Kennedy should not be the next member of the House from Wisconsin's 5th District. Sensenbrenner is an out-of-control psychopath. And then on Friday, we'll have a chat with Dr. Jim Fetzer. He's the co-author of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. And once again, just because I feel like saying it, congratulations to Sam and Nikki Cedar on the birth of their baby daughter. In the wee hours last night, after 40 hours of labor, Sam Cedar, Majority Report, and his lovely wife Nikki, a new little girl. Bless their hearts. Congratulations, guys. We need to do some phone calls here. So just this last thing. This is from Kentucky. Oh, my God, did you see this? A couple of guys got into an argument at a flea market. They're both firearms vendors. They got into an argument last Thursday. One of them was talking about how 14 people were killed in Iraq the other day, and the other one said, that many were killed on the highway right here, and they got into it. One was supports Bush, the other didn't like Bush. So they whipped out their guns. Douglas Moore, 65 years old, of Martin, Kentucky, who supports the war, shot and killed Harold Wayne Smith, 56, of Manchester, Kentucky, who opposed the war. The guy who did the killing was released without being charged after Kentucky State Police said it appears he acted in self-defense. So he won't be charged. The guy who's dead, Harold Smith, who opposed the war, was shot once in the upper left side of his chest. The killer, Doug, said he didn't mean to kill him the way he did. He just meant to hit him in the shoulder. Probably didn't realize that the heart was over there somewhere. Mr. Smith's, Wayne Smith's now widow, Kathleen, a home health nurse, and his daughter, Robin, were grief-stricken and stunned. His wife is a former hospice nurse. She said, "We feel like we're in a dream right now. Doesn't make any sense." The dead man is the father of three who is being treated for diabetes and heart condition. He retired from the State Highway Department about 15 years ago after suffering a heart attack. And the widow said the two men had been friends for many years after meeting at a training event. Ms. Smith said they had discussions over the same thing, Iraq, before. The daughter said her father had different opinions from everybody else. He felt it was wrong that all these young people were losing their lives over what was going on. It was just a political disagreement, the daughter said, like a whole lot of people have. My God, there's another notch in your belt, Bush, you giggling killer. I bet Bush, when he heard this story, if he ever hears this story, would sit there and go, "Oh, damn, ain't that a knee slapper?
Hey, did what? What, they're gun dealers at a flea market, and they drew down on you? Oh, man, I wish I would have been there. Damn. How many of them's dead? Oh, just one?"
Sick bastard. God, oh, my God. Oh, all right, 12 minutes past the hour. Let's talk to who we got here. Joanne is calling from Santa Cruz. Joanne, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, it's Joy, not Joanne.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Joy.
How are you?
I'm fine, Joy.
I'm quitting smoking.
Good for you.
So I just wanted to ask everybody to give me positive energy to help me go through, but that's not why I called.
Well, let me tell you something. I quit 2.5 years ago, and I was a steady pack-a-day smoker, and never went beyond that, but that doesn't take much to kill you and make you sick. But I tell you what you need to do, at least what I did. You've got to have some support. If you think you're going to go cold turkey, well, good luck, and I hope you make it. But that's why these patches are out there, and that's why the gum is out there. And
I'm tapering.
Well,
I have a health care program that's helping me with a program.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
and
good.
It's really cool.
That's good. Whatever works. Whatever works. It's just, yeah. Yeah, okay. I know that's not
and
what
I
you
encourage
called.
Everyone to quit after hearing Peter Jennings on his last broadcast and seeing Countdown guy,
Olbermann.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he got a big scare, and he's giving tips for everybody every night. So everyone who's smoking, please try and quit. Because
you know, the tobacco industry, to me, just like folks have pointed out so many times, the tobacco industry makes a product that, when it's used exactly as it's designed to be used, will kill you.
That's right.
And they're protected. The Republicans have always protected the tobacco industry from any sort of liability. That's one thing I don't understand. A highly addictive product. You know, we can't sell heroin in grocery stores. We can't sell cocaine in grocery stores, but we can sell cigarettes. And
they're killers.
And it's been proven over and over again that nicotine is as addictive or more so than cocaine and heroin, and yet these bastards continue to commit acts of mass murder in this country and make a profit and get away with it. It's unbelievable. Good luck. I hope you make it, Joy. You will. If you're determined enough, you'll make it. Trust me. Now, the real reason you called...
I just put myself on international radio. So
there you go. Yeah, you got to make it.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is that on our chat group, on the AAR group,
mm-hmm.
We have someone who's looking to create a caravan or a carpool group
right.
from Dallas-Fort Worth area to... wherever that idiot's living, where
Crawford.
She is. Crawford.
Yeah, Camp Casey is where she is, as she's done.
The Camp
yeah.
Casey.
Right.
And his email, he would like people to email her, or him, and his email is Synergy7, and that's Synergy7.
Numeral 7?
Yeah, numeral 7.
Okay.
gmail.com.
Okay.
And he would like to find out how many people would be willing to create a carpool or a caravan to bring as many people out there as soon as possible.
That's a good idea. I think any kind of support that can be shown to Cindy Sheehan, we're at a tipping point here, very possibly a tipping point where Cindy Sheehan has made herself the point of the spear that is going to slide into this Bush crime family and bring it completely down. There's that good possibility that that's what has happened here, that Cindy Sheehan has become the point of the spear. It's up to...
I think she is the face of the protest. She's actually become our protest woman. And there's also something else we can do for her.
All right, hold on a second, Joy. Let me take a break. I'll come back, and we'll get this last part at the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Oh my God! Yeah, well, you got one. You got one, George. You and Cheney. So looks like Iran is next in the gun sights, huh? You murderer. Now back to Joy in Santa Cruz. Where were we, Joy?
Hi, Mike. I did want to mention that Ben Birch is having a fundraising drive on Friday.
Okay, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go contribute some money, folks.
Yeah, and it's basically to help, I guess, to help out Cindy. And anyone who can make it down there needs to make it down there. And if they can carpool, there's a Synergy has put on your message board a contact thing so that people can coordinate.
Oh, okay, good.
And but the original reason I was calling in the first place was to talk about the StratCom thing.
Okay, go ahead. I can give you another minute or two, Joy.
Okay. I think we need to reiterate to people who may have just turned in that Dick Cheney has instructed STRATCOM to come up with a plan to nuke Iran if there's any kind of 9/11 type event in this country, even if Iran is not involved with
right.
it.
Right, exactly.
Now, I don't know how we can counteract this kind of thing. The people who are doing it are terrified of what they're doing, literally. And this is from the American Conservative magazine. Unfortunately, the article is not online. And I've been trying to track it down, but I haven't been able to. But I did see
I think Information Clearinghouse has the article. If you go to Information Clearinghouse, what is it, .com or .org? I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. InformationClearinghouse.com, I believe.
Okay.
And I'm almost certain that I've read it there.
Okay. Because I read it from an anti-war blog where they actually printed it out. And
Counterpunch.org may also have it. So either one of those, Information Clearinghouse or Counterpunch.
So what are we to do?
I have no idea. The Bush crime family, thanks to the Republicans and not a few Democrats, have managed to acquire absolute power. They can do anything they want to, and they can do it now legally. They have completely destroyed the balance of power in this country among the three branches of government. They have completely broken away from international agreements, and they have set a policy of preemptive war based on their whims and their desires, bypassing Congress. What to do? The only thing to do is to get them out of office, and we still advocate a legal, peaceful way of doing that. And I hope that that is the way that they can be removed from office, and I hope it can be done legally and peacefully very soon. But other than that, Joy, what can we do? Absolutely nothing.
If we don't, though, we may see the ending of our world.
Very true.
I mean, because if Cheney nukes Iran, then we're going to have the whole world against us.
Well, I understand that, but don't forget...
China is basically... allies with Iran.
But I understand, but don't forget, at least 50 million Americans voted just for that in the last presidential election. I believe there were 59 million votes cast for the Bush-Cheney crime operation. Let's assume that 9 million of those votes were fraudulent. That still leaves 50 million people who voted for war and death and destruction and the possible ending of human life, all life on this planet. So what can be done? Joy, they have to be removed from office legally and peacefully. Short of that, nothing. They have coalesced the power into their hands thanks to the Republican Party, the religious psychopaths in this country, 99% of whom are fake Christians, and then, of course, the weaselly Democrats who have refused to resist this. So here we are. This is just the ultimate outcome. This is the intended, not the unintended, but the intended consequence of allowing religious nutcases to run a country. I don't care what country it is, and I don't care what the religion is. This is the ultimate outcome. Here we are. Joy, I got to move on. Thanks for checking.
Well, ask Kathy to actually respond to the email I asked about the shawl.
I'll certainly do it. Thanks for checking in. A couple of things here. A group of freeway bloggers in Arizona, this is from Terry in Mesa, Arizona, since we cannot go to Crawford to support Cindy there, we will go to jail here with her, if she's jailed. We will meet in front of Madison Street Jail in Phoenix. Oh my God, that's that psychopathic sheriff out there, Joe Arpaio, how do you say his name? You can read about him by going to Amnesty International. This guy's a real sick puppy. You guys are going to go to jail there? Oh, my God. Terry writes, we are serious and we have children and we have lives and jobs and all that, but we have a cause that is above any other, our children. I happen to have four military-age boys that I will fight for. Bush is a pathetic, spineless, uncivilized traitor. That's from Terry and Mesa. And then April, former Air Force intelligence analyst back in the days when we loved Saddam, she writes from West Los Angeles, the Arlington, West Los Angeles, and Veterans for Peace Los Angeles are traveling to Crawford, Texas to support Cindy. You can check them out at veteransforpeacela.org. Veterans for Peace LA. www.jerryspringer.org.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
There's an epidemic coming. It will affect the entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
The pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective. Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silence.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anyone.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience it now on the big screen.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The Majority Report.
I guess these right-wingers don't care about their grandchildren at all. I can only assume that these corporatists and non-critical thinkers and obstructionists and so-called conservatives and so-called Bush administration loyalists, I can only assume that they are borderline sociopaths who do not feel any connection to their grandchildren or their grandchildren's children.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
And now we're at war, but we're at war to keep the peace.
Got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay.
26 before the hour. It's informationclearinghouse.info. Eric emailed in to remind me. Not .com, not .org. Informationclearinghouse.info. And I believe if you do a search of their site, you'll be able to find something on Stratcom. If not, just you'll find it. Look around. And Jamie in Joliet, Illinois, wrote in, there's nothing on the mainstream media's sites about the Crawford vigil, but you can bet your ass there's no shortage of information about the runaway blank-blank bride mowing the courthouse lawn. Did they have that in Joliet? That was on local television here in Atlanta. Oh my God! Keith Olbermann had it on too. Okay. Anyway, Jamie writes, "Well, yes, I can go to Aurora in the morning. Thanks for the tip." And there's a website here, auroraprotest.blogspot.com. Got to go and start making signs, Jamie writes. True Seeker, Jamie, and his last name, Joliet, Illinois, 15 miles from the cat plant. If you don't hear from me, I'll be in Gitmo. Please come get me out. Well, there you go. So there's a couple of websites. If you live in the Aurora, Illinois area, for information about this is a good idea. Just follow this thug around. And if Cindy Sheehan needs to be the rallying point, then that's fine. Cindy Sheehan will be the rallying point. All right, back to phone calls here. R.B. Ham is calling from Canada. Hey, R.B., welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine.
So I haven't phoned in a while. I was on vacation. Work's been crazy. But I knew Bush's was in trouble when I saw Al-Qaeda's number two man came up with a new statement threatening us all, giving Bush a reason to say, well, see, what we're doing is right. We can't back down.
Well, now, I might have missed this.
About
what?
A week ago. When
Al-Qaeda number two dude?
Yeah, he came in with a new statement just in time to herald Bush's new dip in the polls. So.
You know, you wonder where they keep all these actors hidden and then trot them out. Where they can, you know, it's like... all right, get me Bin Laden number two. I want a good shot here, good tight shot. I want to clean. That's the last time I noticed that his robe was a little dirty. Let's get a clean robe on him. Come on, we got to jive the American public one more time. Let's go, let's go. Everybody, chop, chop.
I think we should be worried when they haul out his corpse and start doing a Weekend at Bernie's routine.
Yeah.
But also, the sad note, Robin Cook died over just a
few
years
ago. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Just in time.
You think Blair had him murdered?
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that because that's only speculation. But you got to wonder, you know, opponents of Blair keep dropping off, and of course, and I also have suspicions about that train bombing in Britain for the simple reason that the IRA came out that they're going to stop running any terrorist operations or anything like that in their own name. They completely put a kibosh on it. And there's a reason that some of them call themselves the real IRA, because back in the 90s, and it's well documented, in fact, it's been in Parliament in Britain, MI6 had to admit that they ran false flag terror operations, blame them on the IRA to garner PR support from the British public.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've done it before, why wouldn't they do it again? And how easy would it be to find four or five isolated Muslim men, blackmail them into carrying packages to help us work on our security? You are a British citizen, you don't deal with Al-Qaeda, do you? Well, you carry these packages into these trains and, carry them right out in the open so everybody can see us so they won't be in trouble.
God, I am so sick of thinking in terms of conspiracies like this.
But the thing is, it comes just in time for Blair when he's pushing for all that civil liberties limitations. And it's just it seems to me that it seems to be coordinated a war against the people, not just and everywhere, about against our freedoms and our civil liberties, and they use this as a way to get what they want. Why are these enemies of ours so interested in helping our own oppressors? What's going on here?
Right. I understand. I understand what you're saying, RB.
Yeah.
It's just that it's clear. The Bush crime family, who was it? Was it Rumsfeld? Was it Poindexter, I don't know, somebody said, look, we're setting up this division, and if we decide we feel like lying to the American public or putting out propaganda, we'll do it, and that's to confuse the enemy. Well, the enemy to these bastards is the American public. We're the enemy. So it's horrifying to live in a country where whatever your leaders tell you, the odds are exactly even, 50-50, that it's a lie.
And what's sad is now even Britain's like that, and Canada too, up here, we've got the same problem here with the terrorist legislation was rushed through, and all of a sudden they can have secret evidence on people. And of course, once government has some power, they're not going to give it back, and they're going to use it for other purposes than the stated ones. I mean, are we all sleepwalking towards our own, our own demise, like in that Star Wars show where they say, so this is how democracy dies, with thunderous applause, is what I keep thinking about, as we, willy-nilly give away our liberty for security that we can never absolutely have. You can't ever have absolute security.
No, that's
right. I don't understand this at all.
Well, it's not over till it's over, as Yogi Berra or somebody said.
But I just hope that everybody keep that in mind, in the back of your mind, that not everything is as it seems. There's always an ulterior motive.
Sure, absolutely. RB, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you again. No, it's not over till it's over. And I think, we tend to focus on the fact that we're right on a knife's edge where it concerns this country tipping into a real totalitarian / fascist state. And I'm hoping that we will pull our country back from that abyss and the long national nightmare will end. As who said that? Gerald Ford? Paul is calling from Kentucky. Paul, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Oh, thanks. I've been holding on for a little while.
Yes, you have.
I'm a veteran of the first Gulf War.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter and my son-in-law are actually in Iraq right now. And not only that, but I worked as a intelligence analyst at NSA and CIA and, pretty
uh-huh.
much any other secret government agency you can name.
Both your daughter and your son-in-law are there?
Yes.
Do they have children?
No. No, wow. No, fortunately.
Well, you must. It must be very tense for you.
No, yeah, it's not fun because I was in the first one, and I have, you know, what they call the Gulf War syndrome or Gulf War illness, the same thing that's affecting, you know, over 400,000 other veterans of that war.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, that's not, I like to talk about that, but that's not why I'm calling. I was, you know, going back to, you know, what some of the things that Paul Lang was saying, you know, as far as getting the troops out of Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Bush has some ulterior motives, some secret agendas that they're not telling people. And this is why the press isn't asking the right questions, and they're not going to get the right answers. The whole point is it's been over 2 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
2 years, 3 months, since, you know, the May 1st, 2003, when he declared them that carrier deck and declared mission accomplished.
Right.
Well, you know, the question to ask is, you know, what's keeping us from pulling our troops out? The bottom line that they're given right now, and they haven't said it too often, is that, well, Iraqis don't have enough police or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't have enough force there. The next question to ask, which is never asked so far by the news media, as far as I can tell, is why aren't there enough Iraqi police forces in place?
Mm-hmm.
They've had, you know, over 2 years to train them. And if you sit and do the math, you know, oh, let's say, you know, you train 10 guys, okay, and it takes 10 weeks to train them. You know, that's longer than basic training takes. And actually, you don't even have to do that. You can be extremely generous. You can say it takes 20 weeks to train them.
Right.
Okay? And assuming that these 10 guys that you're training are going to train 10 others.
Well, I'm sure the thought has crossed your mind. It certainly has crossed mine, Paul. They're not interested in getting in place a
right.
viable, workable Iraqi police force or a viable,
exactly.
workable Iraqi military. That would defeat their plans. Already, the civilian government that was jammed into place by the Bush crime family, they're already saying they want the U.S. the hell out. They're forming an alliance with alliances with Iran.
That's right.
So what would be the worst thing you could have would be an Iraqi army or an Iraqi police force that would actually enforce Iraqi law. If the Iraqi parliament, if it ever has one, votes for the United States to get the hell out of Dodge, and you've got an army to back that up, then what? Hold on a second, Paul. I'll come back to you. I know you're holding on a long time. We got a break. We'll come back and pick this up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Yes. Who made me judge and jury hear it?
All right, very quickly, back to Paul in Kentucky, who has a daughter and son-in-law in Iraq, a veteran of the first Gulf War. All right, Paul, wrap it up for me. Go ahead, pal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if Bush had intended to get the troops out of Iraq, he could have trained up to almost a million Iraqis by now.
Sure, but I think you and I are in agreement that that's not the plan at all.
Yeah, that's not his plan. He doesn't want the troops out. He's not going to take them out. He's got some other, not until, and I would, my guess is the oil, basically.
Well, yeah, but also, don't forget, and I'm sure you know this from sources other than media, that how many bases are being built there? 10, 12, 14 U.S. military bases being built in Iraq. The Bush and the neocons,
they plan
on keeping us there forever because that's the last place on Earth where there are huge supplies of oil and natural gas.
They don't want to let it go.
Right. They don't want the Chinese to have it.
In a sense, he's kind of finishing the job his father started because, you know, the first Bush when I was over there, you know, we knew very well what the fight was about. We knew very well it was over oil.
Right.
You know, that happened shortly after, you know, the had little to do with freeing Kuwait, had everything to do with protecting Saudi Arabia and getting a toehold in Iraq. And once we were in Iraq, you know, we've, all through the Clinton years and all up until this new war, we've had no-fly zones. We've militarily controlled Iraq ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long time. And, you know, I'm just wondering, well, you know, they're pretty much up to the same production levels as before. I mean, where is all this oil going, and who's getting the money for it?
Those are good questions. Paul, I have to leave it there, but I hope you'll call in again. You're an interesting caller. I'd like to talk with you when we have more time, okay?
Okay. Yeah, right. Yes. A lot of strange tales, I could tell. But
I'm
anyway.
Sure you do. I'm sure you do. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Let's do our credits here real quick. The usual gang. Nothing changes. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, who runs the White Rose Society, where this program and several like it are archived. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. Catherine Bays, the executive producer. Richard is calling from Long Island. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Regarding the New York Times article, I'm a shuttle driver, and I was one of two drivers that picked up the hijackers when they first entered the country.
You're kidding.
By consensus with the other driver, we thought we had picked them up in 96.
How many times have you been interviewed by the government?
Reluctantly, after considerable time communicating with Senator Schumer, they finally did the FBI finally interviewed reluctantly. They came to my house, and after I got finished with telling them our experience, they tried to dissuade me, and I turned it around to them.
But they didn't want you to talk about it?
I'm just one individual's story of dealing with these people that, as far as the cover-up goes, in total. After a considerable time of them not going forward with the in-person interview, I mean, even though they have the information, I was communicating both with Washington and locally here in Melville. Office that they finally did the interview on behalf of Senator Schumer because he was on the Senate Judiciary Committee who
right.
sees the FBI. And when I finished my story with them, the detective, it was the New York NYPD / FBI, the Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force. She makes the comment.
Hey, listen, Richard, yeah. Richard, let me stop you for a second because I hate calls like this at the end of the show. Send me an email, and we'll talk again. Send me an email. Put this in an email. Send it to me, MikeDMalloy@AOL.com. Just send it to me because I'm running out of time here. And what you're saying is very interesting. But send it to me in an email, Just send it to me in an email, very detailed. I gotta leave it there. I want to very quickly pick up Curtis, who's called in from Japan, has been holding on for half an hour. Curtis, you got a minute? I'm sorry, I didn't
hey,
see
Mike,
you on
the. More than I need. I'm calling you from Osaka, where it's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. Very concerned, Mike, about this Cindy Sheehan thing. You know, I can't think of an image more powerful than that woman standing alone by herself in that man's driveway. It's reminiscent of Rosa Parks and James Meredith and only a very few other people in the history of our great country. I am so concerned that if 5,000 people show up down there, the county sheriff is going to declare it a public health emergency because there's not enough porta potties, and they're going to cordon that place off for miles around, and they're going to shut this whole thing down. I'm so concerned that the power that woman has standing by herself with our prayers and our money and our support from afar, I can't think of anything more powerful than that. The other thing I want to mention very quickly is I'm an expatriate. I'm over in Japan, and a lot of us are out here, and we're streaming Air America, and we're trying to stay involved and in contact. There's a website, democratsabroad.org.
All right, democratsabroad.org. I'm out of time. They're going to shut down on me here, Curtis. Thanks, pal. I'll talk to you again. Next time you call in, I won't leave you on hold for 30 minutes. Democratsabroad.org. Check it out. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. Watch your back, okay? This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
Hi, I'm David Muris here. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Mirasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Mirasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Mirasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Mirasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces